Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Gary Moore is our guest, and he's the author of Faithful Finances 101. He's one of the top financial advisors in our Brain Trust. Gary, tell us how we can find you and how we can who does business with you?
Who does business?
Yeah. Who are your customers?
Anyone who comes to me in referrals, and that can be anywhere from a very wealthy guy to a widow that's referred to me by a pastor. We help anyone who needs help, Jim.
All right. And so how do we find you?
Well, you can go to my website, financialseminary.org. We're a nonprofit. On that side, I have an investment practice just like anybody else, but then we also have an educational website that's a nonprofit where we teach in seminaries, corporations, and so on who are interested in ethics all the way to theology. And,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, so check it out, folks. Faithfulfinances.com? Financial Seminary.
.org.
Financialseminary.org. I got too many titles in my head here. Gary, you were saying that you think that the stock market's overvalued. I try to remind people that the stock market should be a derivative of Main Street.
Right.
Meaning nothing happens on Wall Street until somebody sells something on Main Street.
Right.
But with this monopoly money that the government's putting into the economy, that money's got to go somewhere, yeah. And you're saying it's driving up. You think that's part of what's driving up the stock prices?
Oh, there's no question
about it. Because the return, the earnings that are companies still getting earnings improvement largely based on the price, the former price cutting, and that may not be able to be repeated in the next few quarters.
In general, what happened? There's two things, Jim. One, last year, in the Great Recession, there was cost cutting unbelievably. Now the problem,
unlike any time I've seen in my life,
you can't really cut your way to growth. That's the problem.
You can't starve your way out of profit.
That's it. And the what's happening this year is, of course, the comparisons against last year are so good that mm-hmm. everyone gets excited about it.
Right. Plus the stimulus money.
There you go. And so everything is comparison based. And yes, coming up, we're going to have some unfavorable probably comparisons and so on.
I've never known you to be a bear, but you've become a bear, haven't you?
No, not really. Not at all. It's just, let me tell you, I'm still playing the stock market here, because let me tell you what I believe is happening. Next year, and this is a crucial point for your listeners, Jim, next year people always ask, well, geez, Gary, if the stock market's overvalued, doesn't that mean you got to get out? Well, the answer is no. Next year is the third year of a presidential cycle, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We have not since the 30s have we had a third year in the stock market that's been a down year, third year of a presidential cycle. The Fed always accommodates the reelection of the president, of course, and next year is it. So my gurus, which would include Jeremy Grantham and so on of GMO, who's just became my guru after Sir John passed on, he believes that this thing is going to go back to previous highs. And now that's your dilemma. You're overvalued. You know you're playing the bubble. Just understand you're... From this point on in the stock market, anything you gain is going to be a bubble, Jim.
Well, is it possible that there's so much pent-up demand, and I think there is a lot of pent-up demand out there, that as the economy turns, as people start getting more positive about things, is it possible that the economy could catch up with the stock market and start and undergird it and make those values real?
Yeah, absolutely. And
that could happen. That could happen in an 18-month period, couldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And that's crucial to understand. Let me explain it. Think of the stock market as the engine of a car, Jim. Okay. And what happened last year is it seized up. It got overheated and was going too fast, and it seized up. But the car kept on cruising down the road, kind of, you know, under its own power,
right,
if you will. But, and then what's happened is the Fed went to work on the engine, okay, got it running again, and so we're starting to pick up again. And long story short, it is the engine, stock market's a leading indicator. What's happening to this point is the banks are the engine, if you will, of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Fed has worked on those that engine until the point that it can get the car moving again. It takes a little time because of its, you know, slowdown and so on, but it's moving again. And so you could well see small business and so on pick up actual economic activity through next year, which we're seeing somewhat in housing and stuff.
Right.
And so
So you think so from an economic standpoint, you're pretty positive about where we're headed right now, aren't you?
I wouldn't say positive. We still got an awful lot of problems.
A lot of toxins to eat, right? We still got to absorb.
Absolutely.
But overall, what's your attitude quickly?
Go to play the stock market, play it for the next year, and then realize you better, you know, be more concerned.
Watch it closely after that. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
Gonna have to go. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.